Okay, Simon Tofresh Ein Aleph, Siv Gimel. Okay, we're up to Hilchas Chanukah. We're discussing now the halachas of Siv Gimel is discussing a little bit the halachas of the actual wicks and the actual shape of the menorah. Some in halachas. Let us see Siv Gimel. Okay, Ne'er Sheyesh Lo Shtei Piyos. This is talking about a lantern which had two openings. So what happens is that you've got a lantern with oil inside it. Is that what it's called, the lantern? And there's two openings with it. Can you use that for two candles on the second night, say? Or on the second night. Do you know what I mean? A lantern with two openings. Yeah? So that's what he's talking about. Ne'er sheyesh shtei piyos, there's two openings. Oydele bishvil shnayim, you can use that for two. Says the Mishneh Berurah, shtei piyos. Hainu, sha'psilos mibifnim, munochim, the wicks inside it, munochim ben ne'er zeh etzel zeh. The one next to the other. Rak roshe ha'psilos, k'sheboltin lachutz, nechloken l'shtei mekoymos. But the two wicks are going from two different sides, two extremes. The Kamash Malon, and we're learning here, the Afal Pishim Bifnim Eino Muvdolin, although internally it's one source of it, it's drawing oil from one place. Klal Zem Izeh Mikol Mokem Nevertheless Kimon Shebemokem Anachoson Bepem Minker Shem Shnayim Nechshoves Keshtayim. Although they are drawing oil from one source of oil, nevertheless, since it's two openings, therefore it's fine. So if a lantern, one source of oil, two wicks, is considered two candles. Okay. Says the Siv Dalet, Mile Ka'ora. You've got a Ka'ora, so a bowl, shemen with oil, V'kifo psilois, and you surround it with psilois, with wicks. Im kofolo kli, if you put a kli inside it, literally on top of it, but it means inside it. Kol psilo oil bishvil ne'er echot. Every wick is considered as one candle. Lo kafol kli, if you did not divide it, afilu ne'er echot ein oil efisha kemedua. Okay, what we're learning now is the following. Imagine you've got one source of oil, one large ka'ora, a bowl of oil. And what are you putting in there? You're putting wicks inside it. Wicks. Wicks. Does that work or not? Third night, you're putting... Fourth night, you're putting lots of wicks in there. Does that work or not? Does that work? Or because it's one source of oil, it doesn't work. What's the halacha? So it's a bit different than Siv Gimel, because over there it was a lantern with two openings. Now we're talking about one ka'ora, one bowl, and you're putting lots of wicks there. Do you think that works or not? It does not. So Shulchan Aruch says that you need to be koifel of kli, only then it works. So the Mishneh Berurah explains that the following. Im kofa, Mishneh Berurah says in Siv Koton Yud Gimel, im kofa, sha'alideze ein mischabrim kol apsila es yachad. They're not connected. As you were dividing them internally in a way, they're not connected. This is only kshekofa when you divided it, and then you lit. But if you first lit and then you divided it, you have not your tzimtzum. You have to blow it off. So in other words, we're saying now, yeah, it means covered. But it doesn't mean, it means covered in a way that you've made divisions, as it were. You've covered it up in a way that is some sort of divided. Yeah, that's what it means. Right. Now, if you did not cover it, what happens then is that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah at all. Why not? You've put lots of wicks in there, one sort of oil. Well, how come you're not yotze even one? You've put six wicks there, why not yotze? You're not yotze anything. Imagine one bowl of oil, six wicks. Why not yotze? Why not yotze? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Tavik medura." Medura means like a, what's a medura in English? Torch. Big torch. It's like a big torch. That's right. Too much candle in one go. It's no good. It's one big torch. So that there's a psul of here which we are learning now, that if you have too many candles together, that's called a medura. Too many candles, it's a medura, and that doesn't work. Which is very nice.
For my opinion, it's against the nest.
Why is that?
Because every night they had to light another candle. This is the mahog between.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. You're not adding in. That's a good point that you're saying. It's a very important. That's an additional point. That's true. That they're not individualized.
Commercial.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't know.
That's right. It's not, yeah. Yeah, it's lacking, yeah, it's lacking the individualized part of it. It's just one, yeah. Okay, continues the Ramah. Velochain, therefore. Halacha lemaaseh, Rabbi Yisai. What kind of menorah have you got, Rabbi Yisai? What kind of menorah have you got? Oh, how does it look? The menorah, Chanukiah, how does it look? Straight? Or? Round, straight, okay. Velochein, therefore, yesh leizoher, one has to be careful. Lehamid aneiros, in order to avoid the potential problem of a medura, of a torch, yesh lehamid, you have to, lehamid aneiros, beshura, you have to ensure that all the candles are lit in a row, beshave, on the same height, perfectly straight, veloy be'igul, and not rounded. You have to make sure they are straight, perfectly straight. You may not have round. Veloy be'igul. Why? To have a kemedura, because then it will be a medura. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tezvav, actually, if cotton you dial it first, if all the flames
are separate, it's not separate, but it's around.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton tezvav, answers your question. Beshura beshave, haynu shelasus echad nichnas veechad yoytze gam kenenu kedai shelolavus is beigul. He says there's a problem over here that. If let's see if cotton tezain explains it further. If there's a separation between the candles, the kroichav etzba b'nehem, and there's a finger's width in between, mutter, then it's okay. Even if it didn't put the kli on top, it's fine. So again, you need to have a some sort of division, and you need to have. Excuse me, I went to that point. It's not on a gear yet. It's too early to speak about this. So again, with regards to earlier, he said b'shura b'shove. The point of the Ramah says you need to be on a straight line. You must make it going round, and you mustn't have different like a zigzag type of thing. Pardon?
Why is not recognizable as one?
Yeah.
In a circle, somehow it comes out to be like some sort of
Medura. Yeah, he does say, Lefishu ke Medura, because you end up being like a Medura. You're right. It doesn't, it's not directly that. You're quite right. You're right. It's
from what you said and from the verse said so far, if it was on an equal slant.
That's true. It would be like, yes, that's right. You're quite right. What it's referring to is this. Yes, the straightness of it. You're right. That's a good point, actually. What would be the halacha if you have candles with an irregular space in between? Once 2 centimeters, then 5 centimeters, then 2 centimeters, then again 6 centimeters. Not very yekish. But yeah, I hear. That's a good question. I'm not sure. You think that you're medayik the word b'shaveh?
Because that seems to be. He's already said b'shaveh.
You're medayik that it should be b'shaveh. It has to be equal. You agree to that, Rabbi Yisai? What happens if it's irregular distances between the candles? Is a problem?
Maybe someone would think it was a different day and some of the candles have gone out.
I appreciate your point. Yeah, I think that might be. Yeah. He said, "Geroichav etzba." As long as you've got fingers width in between, it's fine. Correct. Yeah? No? What is it? Right, I see. Not recognizable, yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking about what the point that you're raising now I know of an antique, very antique menorah, which is hundreds of, not hundreds, but definitely over 100 years old. And because of its old age and its antique, it's gone a little bit out of shape. And it's got the branches. And because of its age, it's a little bit deformed. And some of them are a little bit closer than others. So according to you, your diuk, would it be a problem to use such a menorah?
I don't know how much you have to be, if it's obvious. We don't have them anymore in fish tanks outside in the street like they have in Jerusalem. Because of the window, and you can quite clearly see it's menorah.
Right.
So in the summer, you don't have to go crazy.
Probably not. Yeah, so the question is how much? Yes, it's probably not visible such a small difference, so it's not recognizable, so it might be okay. Yeah, I hear. Says the Gemara, "V'lochein yesh leizoyah le'amid aneus b'shur b'shovel b'igul rav gedur." Yeah, continues the Gemara. "Umotel lahadlik, and it is permitted to light, b'moto is shikorin lampa, which means again a type of lantern, a type of one big lantern light, me'acha shikol ne moved l'haba mechaveiroim. A lampa, when it's allowed to use, because there is a distance, there's some distance between the candles, and therefore it's okay. And v'yizaruk she'osin neiros, and one should be careful when one makes candles, afilu b'shava, even if it's out of wax, she'ein ledapkon b'yachat, make sure that they don't stick together. Does anybody use wax? Anybody use oil or wax? What do you use? Oil. So it's over here. Even if it's wax, she'ele dapkon beyachad ladikon. Make sure they don't stick together. To have a kemedura, because then again it will become complete, considered a medura. Right. So make sure they don't start sticking together. It could happen with wax for sugar. So make sure there is some sort of distance in between. Yeah. What do you think Abayi said about that? If it's in a circle, if it's round, what do you think about that? If it's round, there is a distance in between, but it's round. Why is that a problem? Is it a problem, and if yes, why? Right.
Can't tell if it's a second night or a fifth night.
Right.
Or seven
night. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. No, but the point is the same point actually, because the thing is, somebody, the onlooker, what will he see if things are put in a round? If it's round, then the person who's sitting opposite it, what is he going to see?
One flame.
Kemedura. Yeah. Yeah. What about the Bir Locha in the bottom of here adds a point which I think is important. The bialocha in the bottom of it. No, sorry, it's not that one. Let me just find it. The one before that. Kadesh Yeheka. The Mishnah in bialocha over there says, Kadesh Yeheka, that it should be recognizable. The fact that it should be recognizable, the bialocha does say the following. It's referring to when you're adding candles, in other words, additional candles. Kein muchach beli rabbe seif gimel. V'das amogen Avraham beseif cotton base tafilu belaylo rishoyno yesh lizoyah b'zeh mishum loy pluk. K'mo yesh kosa prim begodim. So even on the first night, one should be careful that there is still a distance between that candle, any other candles there. You should make sure there is a distance between that. In other words, I tell you what it's referring to. What would be the halacha if you're using one menorah? One menorah and two people lighting from the same menorah. On two different. You're taking the first candle, I'm taking the second one. Would that be okay or not?
Do you mean on the first night?
Yeah.
Each would
light one.
Yeah.
Then you get muddled as to which light it is someone that was looking. So I think it would be awesome.
It would be a problem because people would get muddled up. Yeah. So you're right that the poskim mamash stay at this point. Based on the halachas we're learning over here, from the poskim write down that you're not allowed to use, because of this chashash that we're learning over here, the poskim, the contemporary poskim write, you're not allowed to use one menorah, two people, even if it's the first night, you use the right side, I use the left side, that's not permitted, because it would cause a confusion. And that's halach lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah says in the bottom, Mutar lahatik b'motnos, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'kos v'achroinim b'shem Rashal, Te'af de min adin mutar mikol mokam ein, no, I'm reading the ein, Zehidol enecha, no, I'm reading the wrong one. It does say somewhere that, with regards to B'di Eved, yeah, I'm not sure. No, there is no. I'm not sure. What would be with the Eved? I suppose if there is some distance. What do you think about the Eved?
Nice 22-inch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine it probably with the Eved. You're right. What do you think? Two people using the same menorah with the Eved?
You
can have two menorahs closer together.
Where's the Shamash going to be?
Shamash is not. You put it on the side. I don't know.
Yeah, but the halacha says you have to light from left to right.
First night. So there's no problem as far as I is concerned. One person lights the right one, and the person, yeah, no, because it's still two different lightings. So I hear what you're saying, but it would be, yeah, I think with the Eved you're right that it would be okay with the Eved. Yeah, I'm sure that the Eved was yotze in the mitzvah. Yeah, and finally, just finish off with Ramon on top over here. V'afilu b'nei rois. That's a bit of a puzzling halach over here. The Ramah says that even on Shabbos, you should make sure that they're not too joint. And that's a very puzzling halach of that. Even on Shabbos, you should make sure. The Bialocha asked, "Vafilu b'neir shel Shabbos, meloshen ze mashma da'af be Shabbos v'yom tov yesh lizor shel asis kein." Bialocha says it sounds like you should be careful on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, that they are not, that this doesn't, problem shouldn't apply. Ve'enoichen, this is untrue. That b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov mitzvah lasis kuchim. K'dal b'simchei shlamach kevel, on the contrary, on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a mitzvah, that it should be, I wouldn't say a medua, but they are kuchim, they are joined, and they are strong lights, they are big lights. So that seems very puzzling. Ve'kvahik shekin b'mokin afon, I'm going to ask the question already. I'm skipping three lines, and then at the end of the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'liniyas daiti nira dechosek an prat echot." There's one point missing, says the Mishnah Berurah. Hanitzka b'ozor, which is mentioned in Ozorua. Teluk shem medapkim oyson achad lekoson. If they stick together after lighting them, shalizem mischamos v'noflos. By this they heat each other up, v'noflos, and they fall. V'zebem is also ben bechanukah and Shabbos. That would be also both on Shabbos and on Chanukah. That's what he said. So the Bialocha asked the question. He said, "How can you say you have to be careful that they're not joined?" The Ramah says that even on Shabbos Yom Tov you should make sure. A regular Shabbos and when your wife lights Shabbos candles, Yom Tov should make sure that they're not. Says the Bialocha. The Ramah says you should make sure that on Shabbos Yom Tov you don't know running into the same problem as we learn Ayilchus Chanukah. The Bialocha says that doesn't make sense on Shabbos and Chanukah. There's no such issue. On the contrary, there's an issue that there's a point that it should be kuchim, there should be joint, there should be nice and big fires. So how can you say such as? What does the Ramah mean? And the Bialocha answer that he's talking about, that you must make candles that are joined together, that they are so close together they're going to be heating each other up. It gets great. It reaches the intense heat. And then from the heat, it falls down and Chas V'Shalom would burn. That's what it's referring to. But otherwise, there's no problem of having joint lights with regards to Ilchas Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, we'll carry on tomorrow. Sif Hei, which is about the placement of the menorah. Be'ez HaShem, Yisbarach Shemayim.